This guided meditation was recorded live at CDM.
Well, good morning. Happy Mother's Day. I always know we're going to have a small gathering on Mother's Day because most people take advantage of the time to be taken care of. But I was really delighted to see this morning as I walked in the back door, there was a man in the kitchen, there was a man arranging flowers, and there was a man taking photographs to create a photo album for the church. And I thought, what a great Mother's Day. Welcome, for those of you it's your first time to CDM. What I want us to meditate on today, and of course welcome to all of you who've been here for a long time. that was halfway done. Well, today I'd like for us to meditate on Mother, of course, because it is Mother's Day. And I, you know, meditated for a while on what word to put with that. Respect Mother, love Mother, care for Mother, and all of them came short of the point I want to make. And so I just decided that we could meditate on Mother. Now, Mother has really two meanings for all of us. It's the woman who gave us a body. It's the soul through whom we decided to come as spirit into the physical world. It's the medium through which we moved as spirit and the person we chose to learn the most basic things in our life from. So Mother is a very significant part of our lives. Now, another aspect of Mother that has a greater spiritual meaning for all of us has to do with the planet Earth. We often relate to planet Earth as Mother. And I've noticed that Mother, on both the personal and the larger humane level, has been getting a bad rap. So I'd like for us today to meditate on releasing anything that keeps us from respecting Mother, either on that personal level or the larger level of the world, and also to begin to find those aspects within ourselves so we can learn to be whole and nurturing and mothering ourselves as well as each other and our planet. So I'm going to teach some of you techniques for the first time and remind others about them. So I'm going to ask you to just put your feet flat on the floor and separate your hands in your lap and sit as straight as you can. Bear with me if I remind you of your mother asking you to sit up straight, because much energy moves along the spine, and the straighter we keep it, the more fluidly the energy moves. So take a nice deep breath and close your eyes, because it helps you focus your attention within. We're very visual, and we tend to follow our attention out to the things that we see with our physical eyes. If you close your eyes, it puts your attention into you, inside you, so that you begin to get to know yourself in a whole new way. Take some nice deep breaths to comfort your body and allow the oxygen to be a healing flow within the body. Now, the first thing we learn here, and the most important thing we teach and practice, is grounding. Everything is energy. And grounding allows our energy to be within our control. When we ground, the electromagnetic energy within and around us is in a safe, controlled, stable way of functioning. If we're not grounded, we become static. And we know that static electricity can be slightly shocking to extremely disturbing. So grounding is very important for us, both physically and spiritually. So allow this cord of energy to flow from an energy center near the base of your spine, through the chair and the floor and all the layers of the earth, until your grounding cord moves from your body to our larger body, Mother Earth. Take some nice deep breaths to allow your body to participate in your grounding practice. You are spirit and you are creating the grounding cord to and through your body all the way to the center of the earth. Now, grounding helps stabilize your energy, helps keep you safe, it helps you focus your energy. It also is a way of releasing energy. So enhance your grounding and simply let go of anything that would get in your way of being grounded. You are spirit. You are a bright spark of light, a part of the cosmic consciousness or God. And as that bright spark of light, you have a body. You have created this reality through which to communicate and create. Allow yourself to come to the space within the body where you're meant to be. And that's the center of your head. So let that bright spark of light that's you just come to the top of your head and gently flow into the center of your head, a little above and behind your eyes. Notice what it's like to be in your head. You are spirit, all-seeing, all-knowing, all-powerful. Your body is not those things. Simply be comfortably in the body, experiencing you, the spirit, without expecting the body to be like you, because you are not the body. Being grounded and centered puts you, the spirit, in control of your creativity. Take a nice deep breath. And as you focus in the center of your head, allow yourself to be in the present. You can listen to your heartbeat, your breathing, to help draw you within yourself into the present moment. Now today we're meditating on Mother, and I'd like to start with the personal. This is the soul who has given you the greatest gift that you've received in this lifetime. You may be angry with your mother or not agree with her about her politics or religion or all the many things we are determined to disagree with our mother. But that does not negate the fact that your mother gave you a body. And this body is now yours through which to create and communicate. What an amazing gift. So let's start by being grounded and centered, and simply be aware of this other soul who is your mother. And by the way, her life purpose in this particular life at this point on planet Earth is not totally to be your mother. This is an independent soul with her own life path and creativity. So say hello to your mother as spirit. I'm going to give all of you just a moment of silence to have a conversation with your mother. If your mother has passed on from this body, you can just as easily communicate with her as if she were sitting next to you at the moment. So a few moments of silence to talk with your mother. Take a nice deep breath. Be sure and thank your mother for the body. But allow yourself to be in touch with some kind of fun you had with your mother. Be aware of a time she helped you. Be aware of a time that you helped your mother. It may have seemed like a small thing, like setting the table, but to your mother it may have been something quite grand to have you display your love in any small way. I'd like for you to just take a moment and meditate on gratitude towards your mother. We can always conjure up the reasons we're angry, but today let's meditate on the reasons we have to be grateful, both physically and spiritually, for the soul who allowed us to create a body through her body. What an amazing gift. Now today, I'd like for us to communicate with Mary, a very famous mother, the mother of Jesus Christ. Usually we take time and meditate with one of the great teachers, and so often she's not given credit for being one of the great teachers. Jesus was teaching his disciples on many levels, and there were women who were disciples as well as men, which is not common knowledge, unfortunately. And the two souls that he brought up to the same level of energy on which he operated, the first were his mother, Mary, and his friend, the young John. This is an incredible mother. She went from giving birth to a child out of wedlock, when this is something for which she could have been killed. She raised this child under very difficult circumstances, being chased all over the place. They were attempting to kill him. She educated her child and made sure that he had everything he needed. She became his teacher when he was younger. And then as he matured and outgrew her, she became his student. And their relationship ended with her watching him suffer and die. So I'd like for you to take a moment and admire this mother and say hello to her, because she is one of the great teachers of planet Earth. Take a moment and talk to her about the tremendous power of mothers and ask her for a healing to help you let go of any conflict between you and your mother. The relationship with our mother is the most significant relationship we have on planet Earth. Your body is within her body for 9 months. She teaches you about all of the basic things in life. She gives you her way of seeing the world. Ask Mary for healing to assist you in allowing this relationship with your mother to be a healing one. This does not mean all happiness and light at all times. Remember, even Jesus and Mary had conflict. He created his first miracle simply because his mother bitched at him. They've run out of wine. It's not my time. Do it anyway. They've run out of wine. She was a strong personality and difficult to refuse. Be amused about your relationship with your mother by letting it be in the present. Everyone in this room is physically capable of caring for him or herself, which is what we depended on our mothers for many years. Allow yourself to relate to your mother as the adult that you are. Ask Mary to help you with this process. She's very, very well educated in this because she went from being the mother and protector to being the student and the learner. Now let's continue to be in touch with Mary as we allow ourselves to meditate on the bigger picture of Mother, and that's our planet, Mother Earth. Let's begin by creating a bright gold sun above your head and allowing that bright, clear gold energy to flow into you and through you, healing and cleansing you. Letting it flow into the earth, healing the earth as well as healing each of us here. Then from the center of your head, enhance your grounding and simply say hello to the planet. Our bodies are part of the planet. Allow yourself as spirit to be in communication with this large body, just as you are in communication with your little tiny body. And the large people here are saying, what? But in comparison to the planet, you have a very tiny body. Hello to Mother Earth. And notice what you receive in return. I'd like for all of us to turn within and meditate on our relationship with the Mother Earth. This is the physical energy through which we as spirit have chosen to flow. This is the place and space. This is the system that we have as spirit decided to create within. Take a moment and talk with Mother Earth, meditating on your relationship with our larger body. And use your grounding to let go of anything that would help you enhance your relationship with this big body of ours. let's give Mother Earth a Mother's Day gift and allow that gold energy to flow through the entire group and the entire room and into the earth. Allow this clear, healing light to flow through us as a conduit and into our planet. Let it heal the planet just as it's healing our individual bodies and our group. Use your grounding to let go of anything within you that is detrimental to our larger body. Fear or hate, resentment, all those disturbances. Let them flow into the earth where they can be neutralized and reused as more beneficial energies. Ask Mary to help you enhance your relationship with Mother Earth. Remember, what is within us is what we give to others. If you walk out the door in the morning and say, "Oh, yuck," you just shared that with Mother Earth. If you walk out the door and say, "What a beautiful day," you just shared that with Mother Earth. Be aware of the small things you can do to give back for all that she gives to us. She houses and feeds and clothes us. What small thing can we do? Plant a flower, plant a tree, whistle a tune, ground, meditate, let go of disturbances. Every small thing adds up to major healing. Take a nice deep breath. And again, ask Mary to help you enhance your relationship with the planet. Come back to yourself, take a nice deep breath. Allow that bright spark of light that's you, the spirit, to be in the center of your head. And I want you to take a look within yourself for your purpose of choosing The mother you chose? Yes, that's right. You choose your parents. And your purpose for being on Mother Earth at this point in time? Validate you, the spirit, and your relationship with your mother of this body and our mother, the earth. Use your grounding to let go of any conflict with either. Because the conflict is within you. Now, each of us has this quality within ourselves, whether male or female. We have a nurturing quality within us, a mothering quality. I had a cute thing on television showing all kinds of different animals that had adopted strange children. They had a tiger that adopted a baboon baby and nursed it to adulthood. Pretty amazing. They had a dog who had a whole set of kittens. And they had a cat who nursed a fawn. So all of us truly have this nurturing level within us, men as well as women. So be in that space in the center of your head. Enhance your grounding and meditate for a moment on your nurturing, mothering qualities. Allowing yourself to release down your grounding any interference to mothering yourself. Be sure and tune in to ways you would like to mother yourself. Maybe you're not giving things to yourself. You need to increase that self-nurturing quality within you. Take a nice deep breath. Increase your grounding. Be aware of the flow of gold energy coming into the room. And let's do what we profess to love best, and that's our communication with God. We do not attempt to define God for anyone. And so often we'll refer to God as the God of your heart. So I'd like to invite all of you to be in the center of your head, where you, the Spirit, shine within your body. Enhance your grounding, where you create a stability and a safety for the physical system to communicate with this higher vibration of spiritual energy. And just say hello to your God. If you need assistance, certainly ask Mary to assist you to open your communication with God. Remember, God never hangs up. We do. There's always an open line. So say hello, and I'll give you a few moments of silence to simply have a quiet communion, or if you would like, meditate with God about Mother. Take a nice deep breath. To help you draw your attention back to the physical world, you may want to pat your knee or wiggle your foot to bring your attention back to your body, back from that beautiful spiritual realm. Focus your attention in the center of your head. Say hello to your body. Enhance your grounding. And give yourself a Mother's Day present by taking your grounding with you all day today. When you're ready to end your meditation, you're welcome to bend forward and release energy from your arms, shoulders, and head. When you're ready, sit up. Say hello. Hello. Hello.
Copyright 2007 by Church of Divine Man. All rights reserved. No part of this work may be reproduced or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic or mechanical, including photocopying and recording, or by an information storage and retrieval system, except as may be expressly permitted by the 1976 Copyright Act or in writing by the publisher. You, the Spirit, may develop and flourish in conjunction with the proper care of your body and mind. The information in this recording is intended to assist you in your spiritual development and to enhance, but not be substituted for, appropriate medical care from licensed health care or mental health professionals. Nor should the information in this recording be substituted for advice from your attorney or financial advisor. Neither Church of Divine Man, CDM Spiritual Teaching Center, CDM Publications, the author, nor their representatives shall be responsible or liable for injury or damages incurred by anyone as a result of reliance on or compliance with information contained in this recording.